This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Today we're speaking with Tom Morrison and Ralph Degfall. Tom is a member of the Moose Factory First Nation and has been with CIBC for 14 years. Ralph, who's joined us, is also with CIBC's Asset Management Division. Tom and Ralph, thank you for joining Nation Talk.
Yeah, thank you for being with you today, Donald.
Most welcome. Today we're attending the AFN AGA in Montreal. CIBC has chosen to be a major sponsor for the event for the last few years. Can you tell us why you choose to support this important initiative?
Well, the AFN is one of our largest customers, and we have been involved with them for quite a number of years. And we certainly wanted to have a presence at this particular AGA here in Montreal. And then we also had a very important meeting with the executive committee of the AFN and wanted to show them that we do support their initiatives and all the work that the AFN is doing.
Ralph, what other initiatives is CIBC supporting?
Yeah, sure. Over the years, CIBC was a major contributor to close to $5 million for different foundations and associations and communities within the First Nations, especially focusing on actually education and youth. And this is it shows our commitment. And going forward, other than, you know, supporting financially, we have an internal committee that is formed to be able to look at the different needs and work closely with First Nation to be able to be there and present, and Tom is actually part of that organization or that committee.
You were speaking earlier about the newly appointed CIBC President and CEO, Victor Dodd. One of his first major field trips was apparently to the north. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, Victor Dodig became CEO and president of CIBC back in September, and this is his first major trip in amongst the Aboriginal communities. And he chose the territories, Nunavut, the Northwest Territories, and the Yukon, to visit all the CIBC offices, as well as meet various Aboriginal groups, both the Inuit and the First Nations in the territories, basically to secure our role in the north. And then also to let both the staff know that, CIBC head office senior management, supported them. And then also to let the Aboriginal communities know that CIBC is willing to engage them in all their banking services.
Yeah, and Victor actually met Chief Bill Erasmus. And Bill was invited by Victor for actually it's an open invitation for the Pan Am Games starting today.
Very nice.
So hopefully he will be among us.
You talk about your commitment to the North and to Indigenous banking. Can you tell us a little bit more on that commitment to Indigenous peoples and business?
Well, we've for quite a number of years have had seven on-reserve branches basically to engage the Aboriginal communities. And at least let them know that we are committed to putting a presence in amongst the communities itself. We also have quite a number of branches near a lot of First Nations right across the country in close proximity. We have two regional managers of Aboriginal markets, one in the east and one in the west. And I cover the eastern markets from Manitoba to Newfoundland, and my colleague Edward Kidd looks after the west from Manitoba to BC. With that, we certainly look at all three major Aboriginal groups, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit.
Very good. Victor or Tom, any closing thoughts?
I think we'll continue to do as much as we possibly can for the Aboriginal community through the AFN and other large Aboriginal organizations, and we'll continue to look at sponsorship and donation opportunities and continue to try and do the best deals with the various organizations and working with partner organizations too, such as the Aboriginal Financial Officers Association, the National Association of Trust Officers across the country, and we hope to be able to partner with them in various aspects. Ralph and I went around the trade show yesterday, and I introduced him to quite a number of these different groups, the exhibitors that were here at the AFN trade show. So I think, you know, we've let some people know that, you know, we're definitely interested, and we will keep in touch with them.
You're open for business, eh?
That's right.
Yeah, well, we're always focused on, you know, sharing and working with the First Nation to not only where also where it's needed, if there is any educational that is needed from a financial perspective, you know, we have systems, we have capabilities, and we want to share these capabilities with different people.
Okay, Tom, Ralph, thank you for joining Nation Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.